guys. Welcome back. Welcome back home to us.
We're
back from our trip.
Unfortunately.
I know.
I guess what did we do? Monday?
Well, even backtracking from Monday when we left Houston, we had to get our negative COVID tests.
Oh, yeah. Through the weekend.
Yeah. And since in December, test results were delayed up to over 48 hours from when you took the test. And Royal Caribbean requires test results within 2 days of embarking. We were a little nervous. So.
Yeah. So we were boarding the ship Tuesday, the 8th.
Yeah.
So
flying out on Monday.
Flying out. Yeah. So basically, we had to have a negative test on
Sunday.
Sunday.
So we tested on Sunday, but we also tested on Saturday.
Yeah, just in case.
The Sunday results didn't come back in time. And thankfully, all the results came back in time.
Yeah, except that first one when I did the one on Saturday. You got yours back Sunday afternoon around 3, and I didn't get mine till 9 p.m., and we were leaving the next morning.
I mean, so we were in two different cars, and we did our testing.
Oh, yeah.
And my appointment was before Michael's.
On
and
Sunday.
I think it was only like, well, no, on both days. It was before yours. So I show up at my appointment time on Saturday, get my test done, and then 10 minutes later, I think Michael did his. Well, the next day, again, my test is before Michael's, and I pull up, and I was like, son of a gun, he's getting his test done right now.
And they weren't even open yet.
No.
And the guy was so confused.
He should be. And never have I been asked for a time, my appointment time, but right when I got up to the window, they were like, well, what? When's your appointment? It's like right now. I'm following the rules. So we got our Michael got his test results back from the one that he cheated first. And I had to wait, even though I really shouldn't have had to wait. Because my appointment was first.
Snooze, you lose.
I follow the rules.
So did I. I just showed up early.
Way early. He showed up before they even did testing. Because the testing starts an hour after the pharmacy opens. So.
Hey, if you're not early, you're late.
I was early.
I was earlier.
It's messed up.
Yeah. Oh, well. Either way.
We got our negative results, and I had to pay $10 at the airport hotel to get my results printed. Very bitter about that.
That was a disaster.
That was very frustrating. We had been traveling, and it was late. We were tired. And
So Monday, we both still went to work.
Yeah.
Or at least I physically went to work. You got to
work from home.
So I don't remember when I – when was our flight? 5-something?
I think it was actually at 6.
6. So I left work mid-afternoon. I don't remember. And we headed to Continental Airport.
Yeah, we left here about 2:30.
Yeah, we flew United out of Houston.
Got some airport papasitos.
We did. I almost forgot about that. And we tried to take it into the United Club, but
we weren't allowed
to bring in food. So we ate it at a Dunkin' Donuts or something right outside.
And then got our margaritas at the United Club after we ate.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I almost forgot about all that.
So we hung out in the United Club.
So what? And I didn't know this, and I knew they offered drinks, but I believe it was just well drinks and house wine and all that, complimentary or at least included in the annual fee you have to pay. So but the skinny margaritas that we got
were not well.
Yeah, we're not. They weren't house
typical.
So we had to pay, which, whatever.
It really wasn't that bad though. Well, the funny thing is, the bartender said, well, that's going to be either $10 or $16.
Oh, yeah.
And so Michael's like, that's fine. And then I was like, wait, which one is it? It's not 10 or 11. It's 10 or 16. Thankfully, it was 10.
That was odd. I don't know why he was like, yeah, it's one or the other. It's like, how do you not know? But and I didn't think anything of it. I'm just like,
I was like, wait, what did he just say?
I was planning on paying anyways, but but it was weird that he said it was either one or the other. Yeah. So,
and they weren't really close to each other.
No. I think we were, and then, you know, after we left the United Club, we went to the terminal, and I think it was delayed a little bit.
Yeah, it sounded like the change of crew was coming in from outside the airport.
Oh, yeah. Crew was running late. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're coming from Mexico.
It was only like 10 minutes. I've been on flights where the crew's delayed like 3 hours, so.
I'm just glad we didn't board and have to come off.
Yeah.
Those are the worst.
Well, especially on that type of flight with all the young kids.
Going to Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were sitting in front of some kids. Mm-hmm. Was it this flight or the flight back where you almost had to sit next to a random kid?
It was the flight back. I felt so bad for her.
Yeah. But either way, we had to sit in front of some kids. And, you know, we knew going into it that a flight to Orlando was going to be handful of kids, but it was a Monday, so yeah, whatever.
During the school year, like, it wasn't a vacation,
yeah,
for a lot of people, but I guess so, they were young enough.
Luckily, we had these headphones.
Yeah, that did help a lot. The
Sony noise canceling headphones. Thank goodness. But
two-ish hour flight.
It was pretty quick. Wasn't. Yeah, Orlando's not that far from Houston, so thankfully it wasn't that long of a flight, though it was in the end of the day. So we did arrive 9:30 or something like
that. Yeah, late.
In Orlando. But so what we decided to do is get instead of traveling from the airport to the cruise terminal, which is about
30 minutes. Maybe 30, 45,
45 minutes. We ended up staying at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the airport terminal. So obviously just
so
grabbed
easy.
Our bags and walked. And the signage in the terminal was a little confusing, but the walk wasn't luckily that far. Mm-mm. So we were able to get to the hotel pretty quickly. And that was it, really.
Yeah, didn't eat.
Yeah.
Didn't drink.
No. Just the only thing we did, well, actually, we dropped off our bags, and remember, we had to go find a computer and printer to print out your, what was it? The
results. Test results. Yeah,
negative test result. So after $10, literally a minute on the computer.
Yeah, it was like $6 computer time and $3 to print out the single sheet. It's like, gosh.
What a rip-off.
But it didn't have any other choice.
The thing is, you probably could have shown it a digital copy on your phone, which I think some people did. But
it's probably possible, but there's so much paperwork to keep up with and to have to juggle around with your phone as well. It's just, it was easier to have the printed copy.
Either way, it was fine. But again, it was pretty easy to basically get off the plane and walk to the hotel.
Yeah, it wasn't over the top or anything, but the convenience was nice. Yeah.
And then I guess the next morning, Tuesday, grabbed some breakfast at the airport.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know if that restaurant was associated with the airport or the hotel or what, but there was a restaurant that we got breakfast from that had quite a few gluten-free offerings, but we had to wait so long for
food. That took forever. Oh, wait, before that, though, we walked in the airport terminal, which was coffee. Very odd, to go to a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes.
To find some coffee. So staying at the airport, but in, you know, within the hotel that's there, we were walking in the terminal without bags, and that felt totally odd.
Yeah.
So, but either way, we found some coffee. Then we found some breakfast at the hotel that took forever.
I wouldn't even mention that was your birthday.
Yeah, Tuesday the 8th is it's my birthday. So that was a whole part of the trip. I guess one of the big reasons of this trip was to go somewhere on my birthday. Won't say. I guess it really doesn't matter. But
move on.
I was turning a certain age.
But it was birthday and cruise day, so it was a good day.
It was embarkation day on my birthday, so that was fun. We I don't remember our board time was 11:30. Uh-huh. So we took an Uber.
Well, and I was going to talk about the Uber. So the interior of the airport, there's like a below grade level, and that's level one.
Yeah, forgot about that.
And then level two is at grade. You know, you walk outside and you're in the parking lot or parking areas. So, but that's level two on the inside. But I assume that's actually level one to the drivers.
Yeah.
And then there's a third level on the interior that also has exterior access, but I assume that's level three. It was level three inside, but level two outside. So I called the Uber, and we left the interior on level two. So we walked out, and there is a bunch of buses and shuttles and hotel-related transportation. We walked up and down, did not see the driver. I guess the driver ended up calling you.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he said that he was on level two, and we were like, well, so are we. And then we go and we did a little exploration, and we noticed that you can get outside on level three as well. And the guy was actually on the level that we were on. And then, so he finally comes up to what we'll call level three. And he was like, well, arrivals are downstairs. We're like, that's where we were.
Yeah. It was a cluster.
It was.
But he told us just to stay where we were, and he drove to us. Yeah. So, which was convenient.
And we added to Port Canaveral to the cruise terminal.
Yeah, which was, you know, 45-minute drive from the airport to the Port Canaveral. We decided on Uber XL just because our luggage was...
We had extra large luggage.
Kind of big, so the guys showed up in some minivan.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever, that's fine. $85 or something like that for the Uber there. But, you know, we got there, it was fine. Now, the cruise terminal.
It's awesome. They have it down. They know what they're doing.
So it was Terminal 1, I believe, for Royal Caribbean. And my goodness, once we got out of the car, and there was like no line to get in, right? So again, our board time was 11:30. There was people there. But there was hardly anyone in line.
Mm-hmm.
And so once we got in line, we were like, there's maybe a couple in front of us.
Yeah. That took forever.
So the first...
They didn't have their paperwork ready.
Oh, yeah. And that was the only reason why we were waiting.
Yes.
Like 30 seconds.
It's like, I can show you ours. I can show you ours.
So the first check, right when you get into the lines from being dropped off, they wanted to see your passport and your...
vaccination.
Yeah, vaccination card. I don't remember if they checked the negative test results there, too.
I think we had it ready, but... Maybe they did. I think they checked all three.
Yeah. And then after that took a minute.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I guess security was right after that.
Yeah. That took
another minute. And then
did the health screening.
That was on the second floor.
Lucky there did appear to be lines for the health screening, but they saw us and they said, we're going to put you in priority.
Right.
And we walked right up.
And no wait there.
No.
So I guess from security to, I guess, the pre-check-in, if you will.
Maybe 10 minutes. There's a lot of walking.
Most of it was walking.
Yeah.
That's what it really was. Yeah. But again, they just looked at some of our paperwork, our, I don't remember what it's called now, CPAS something or other, checked our vaccination cards, negative test results again. And that's it.
Yeah. Passports.
Checked our picture.
Yeah. And then that was like 11:15 that we were all checked in, and we just waited for the 11:30 boarding.
Yeah. And gosh,
so easy.
Even that. And then they called groups, like your time mm-hmm. boarding time groups. You know, starting with all the Pinnacle Club and all them mm-hmm. crazies.
Different statuses.
Yeah. And then they finally got to our time. And again, that was nothing.
The only thing was that, I guess, I think they were scanning on our phones, the passes on our phones.
Yeah, on the app.
And so I guess some of the people were having a difficult time with getting their phones to scan. So we changed lines like 3 or 4 times.
Oh, and I think part of that is because people had to adjust their brightness level on their phone.
Yeah.
So, you know, that took up some time, not much.
But once we did that, we were on the ship 2 minutes later.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was so easy, the boarding process. And immediately after that, we had to go find our muster station, but got a little lost doing that, or at least probably I did. And we ended up checking in at the dining room to make sure that we had our table for two.
Michael kept saying, well, they blocked off our muster station area. And I was like, no, I looked it up on the app. We can still get there. We just have to use the other door. And Michael's like, oh, I don't know. Follow me. We have to get this done.
So either way, we finally found it. It was really, we should have got to the muster station right when we got on the ship because it was right there.
That's what I was trying to do.
But I don't know. I took a beeline for the inside and totally passed it. But when we did it, oh my gosh, even that was a joke.
It was so easy. Well, because you watch the video on your phone, how to put mm-hmm. on your life vest. Here's what the horn sounds like if it's an emergency.
Oh, and we did that video on the Uber ride.
Yeah.
On the way there.
And then we get to the muster station. It's just Michael and I, and the guy's like, okay, well, here's how you put on your life vest. Here's your light. Here's your whistle. Here's your radio. Okay. Any questions? No. Okay. Let me scan.
That was like a minute and
so
a half.
So easy. Which prior to today's world, in 2020 and earlier, it was such a hassle. You would have to wait until like 4 o'clock. You'd have to wait around, wait till a certain time. And then everybody is like searching for the muster station, trying to find where to go. You're with like 20 other people in your muster station. Mm-hmm. They're all trying to show you what to do. And it's just like, it was so inefficient.
Oh gosh, had to be more than 20 people because it's, you know, they filled up a lifeboat. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was like 100 people.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like Titanic times.
Well, that's...
Yeah, I mean, we have to have gotten better by then.
No. No. But, yeah, that was a joke. But one thing I will point out is, other than the person that helped us check in outside of the cruise ship, so the very first person that helped us on the cruise ship at the muster station... It's Filipino. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to keep talking about this throughout the cruise because I'm pretty sure 100% of the people.
Even before the muster, when you were talking about the dining.
Oh, yes, yes.
The head waiter was Filipino.
Yes.
And she was speaking in one of the dialects to another individual. And that individual was like kind of taking up our time. And so I guess the running joke is Michael's last name is the presidential last name.
Uh-huh.
And so I leaned over to Michael and I said, this girl's going to freak out when she sees your last name.
Most people do on a cruise ship that's Filipino. So my goodness. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, those are the first two, mm-hmm. both Filipinos. What do we do after that?
Windjammer.
We did. We went to the Windjammer to go get some lunch. That's where everyone was.
Mm-hmm. It was crazy in there.
Really. And then I think we started walking around, tried to get to our room.
Yeah.
Found out you can't get into your room till 2:00. And so walked around a little bit and just hung out at mm-hmm. the Schooner Bar.
Yeah. Our favorite.
And which ended up being our spot for the next few days. With more Filipino bartenders, two of them.
Our Albert.
Yeah.
And
Ferdy. Yeah.
Ferdy. Yeah.
So those guys definitely took care of us.
Yeah. They made it a lot of fun.
And they every time we showed up, they made sure we were, they knew that.
We had a spot to sit in.
Yeah. Spot to sit and a drink ready. So. That was a lot of fun. But yeah, again, two more Filipinos mm-hmm. at the bar. And then, I don't know, and then it just went on from, then our cruise just kind of just started from there.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's only been a week too.
I mean, we just hung out that first day. We had dinner at Izumi.
Oh yeah. Our waiter. And the cook.
And the chef, yeah.
And the chef at Izumi, which is a hibachi-style restaurant. They also have sushi, too. Yeah, but the waiter and the chef, Filipino again. So that was interesting.
So the other thing about Izumi, Royal Caribbean is very good about asking if you have dietary restrictions.
Uh-huh.
So I raised my hand, said gluten-free. And they said, no problem, we can take care of you. Now, normally at hibachi-style restaurants, I have like my own little corner of the grill or they'll like cook my food first to avoid cross-contamination. So the waiter takes our orders, everything's good. And then the hibachi chef comes out and he's confirming our orders. And so he looks at me and he says, Miss Claire, you have the steak and shrimp. And I said, yes. And I said, gluten-free. But by the time I said gluten-free, he had already moved on. So I was like, okay, well, I guess we'll see. So he had three metal, unlabeled containers with liquid. So he starts out with the rice and he pours a container. I was like, ooh. And it was water. It's like, okay, we're good. And then the next container, no. And so then it's the sesame seed oil.
Baby oil, he called it. Johnson & Johnson.
And then it comes time for the third container. It's like there's only one thing that this can be, soy sauce, which traditionally contains wheat. And he looks at me and he says, don't worry, it's gluten-free. It says it's gluten-free. And he puts it on everything. Everybody at that poor table had to eat gluten-free because of me.
Well, which was good for you.
It was good for me.
I don't think it tasted any different in my opinion. I think the gluten-free soy sauce doesn't taste any different.
No, and it's technically called tamari. But the only thing I would say as a hint was that it was very obviously not the low sodium version. which I think a lot of people, just including myself, just prefer a less saltier experience.
Mm. Yeah. Overall, though, the guy was the chef.
He's hilarious. Yeah, of course.
It was really funny. He did a couple things that I've never seen before, like the Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
I mean, I've seen the I've seen the Pac-Man head before, but not actually anyone that moved it.
Well, and he was so funny with his accent as well, making the Pac-Man move. It was so funny.
Oh, one other funny joke. He did. He said, "Is everything here is from Japan except for the chef?" Chef. Which, again, he's from the Philippines. Yeah. So, oh my goodness.
Michael was saying happy birthday twice.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that too. Why did they do it twice?
I don't know.
I really don't remember why. I'm just glad they didn't make me stand up and do something dumb.
Yeah.
But either way, that was fun. It was good. Yeah, that was specialty dining. We had dinner in the main dining room the rest of the week for dinner. So, but yeah, I mean, one day, did we see a show that evening?
No. I think between dining, and it was a longer dining experience.
Yeah.
And I think we went to the Schooner Bar afterwards, and then we were just tired.
Yeah.
So I think we skipped the show that night.
Yeah, that was a kind of a long day. Think it'll be a good series.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot of content that will be coming out in the next few weeks. Probably, I don't remember how many.
I think it's like 6 or 7 episodes that we were hoping to get out of the trip. So a lot for you guys to watch, and we hope you guys enjoy that upcoming series. We hope that you enjoyed this podcast. Be sure to, of course, like and subscribe and share with your friends. And we will see you guys in the next one.
Yeah, because there's definitely another trip coming up in a couple of months. So
I guess I know what you're talking about.
You should, because we booked it on the cruise.
Okay. We didn't even talk about that, but
yeah. Oh yeah. We probably,
the funny thing was, on the first day, real quick, I was getting a pedicure, and Michael texts me and says, "I'm at next cruise, booking our next cruises." And we were still in Port Canaveral, Florida. We had not left port.
Yeah. Booked the next one before we left.
So he took the opportunity while I was away to book the upcoming cruises.
And Carrie sends me a text like, "Hey, I just got the notifications
that you're paying deposits."
And I was like, "Yeah, the funny thing is we haven't even left yet."
Yeah. So yeah, okay, I am on board with what you're talking about. So yeah.
So there'll definitely be a few weeks off for this series. And part of this one too is also we have some other items or some other videos in there that would be kind of helpful for everybody.
Yeah. Like giving tips,
tips, hacks,
packing tips and whatnot. So
yeah. And then a tour of Mariner of the Seas, tour of Pop Century, things of that nature. So definitely a lot of content on this series.
So we hope you guys find it enjoyable and helpful. And like I said, please like and subscribe. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.
See ya.